Brian, I've just seen Danny Kerman bouncing around outside with the ball. Do you think he's going to have a chance of playing again this season?
No. I know the feeling, mate. I saw him yesterday out there. It was the first time that he'd been able to run for quite some time, and it was controlled running, but he looks so athletic and keen and I think there's probably a little piece in his mind, which is typical of players that are driven. He's hoping, but the surgeon who did his operation told him clearly that's almost an impossibility for anyone.
Do you think that's just typical of the type of player that Danny is, that he wants to get back out there and lead as the captain?
Yeah, I think so. I think he's, players are only really fulfilled by playing. There's a difference to, you or me or most other people who enjoy doing some training and the effect you get from training. Mm-hmm. For players, the training is a means to that, to an end. It's, I've never had an addiction, but it's I think players are, lots of them are sort of addicted to the fix is the going out to compete, to work hard and test yourself against difficult opposition. And he's certainly one of those. Danny loves that. He also really does enjoy his training. He's very methodical. He works in harmony with his physio and the strength and conditioning guys. And he's very aware. He's got an injury like most guys when they're out for a period of time. That if you get overzealous, in trying to prove how fit you are or how quickly you can get back, you can actually work to the detriment of the repair of the injury. So, he's an intelligent guy as well. So we won't be making any mistakes. Or hopefully he doesn't either.
Okay, and another injury which you said was currently under rehab was Kevin Lockett. Again, any chances of him?
Yeah, Kevin's in a slightly different situation there, where we were originally of the medical mind that he was gone for the season, but the scans and some of his functioning showed that there was a chance that he might be able to return to play, but it'll be at least another couple of weeks and probably three or four before a decision is made. So it's the strongest likelihood probably is that he still won't play this year. But while ever there's a bit of a hope, certainly from Kevin's point of view, he's moving heaven and earth to try to get himself back.
In your experience in the game and as a coach, are you a believer in using injections and that kind of thing to kind of push players to play when they are a little bit injured and pop?
Yeah, there's times where a player can have a small fracture in his hand, and the pain of all the things you can do with your hand in the game, if it's not going to cause it. A disruption or a chance of further injury to a problem like that, I think, painkillers have a role to play, a very limited role to play. But in general, like the type of injuries we're talking about with Kerman and Locke are just definitely no way, Jose.
Okay, and a well-deserved bit of excitement for the fans that have stuck by. Are you in the same mindset that this is an exciting time rather than one to be nervous about?
Well, it is, and it's like it's a second chance dance, this one, because in any other relegation competition anywhere in the world, we'd have been dead and buried a long time ago. So the opportunity to sort of hold back on striving to get off the bottom, which a long time ago was beyond us, allowed us to rebuild, as much as you can do a rebuild in the middle of that sort of mess. I think we'll find out on Sunday and in the coming weeks, but I feel like there's a strong chance that we can actually get this job done.
Obviously, you brought in a load of new players and there was pushing and pushing and really coming close, but ultimately if you look at the table, being at the bottom and that far behind, that must have had an effect on the players' confidence.
Definitely. I think that's been the biggest thing, was trying to, generating confidence within our group and some recruitment of players who are confident people, confident players experienced players. Gives that a bit of a shot in the arm, as well as the training that we've done. And then, you know, the use of stats and video, not only for what we need to improve, but what we have already improved. We've shown lots of footage to them of things that they've done quite well. And, you know, now's the full exam starts. There are no trials or imitation mocks or anything. This is the rigidige, as we say in Australia. It's the absolute, you know, the exam of the highest proportion for us that we need to meet starting on Sunday.
So would you rather sat that exam a week ago, because at that point you really pushed a top four side? So do you think you was ready to just get straight in then?
It could have been, yeah, but you know, that could have been a great way for us to go, but that's not how we'd planned our program out. We knew that week was there, so you know, we've worked ourselves to a point where we had a little bit of a peak there in that preparation for the Huddersfield game. And in the last 14 days, the boys again have had a nice little slab of time off, but they've also done some really hard work. So we're into the little taper phase again at this point in time, ready for our Sunday's big event.
Speaking of Sunday's event, do you think it's a good time to face Salford with still things being a little bit up in the air off the field?
Yeah, I have no idea, you know, what goes on within their group. You know, there's sporting history is littered with, you know, what seems like chaos and all sorts of strife within a sporting organisation, where the people within draw resolution and determination from that and come out and do the seeming impossible. So, you know, what's going on there at their place is sort of no real concern, because we've had our own plenty of stuff to deal with within our place.
Someone who I'm sure will have settled the ship a bit, Tim Sheens, what kind of impact do you think he'll have had there?
I'm not sure, to be honest. I just know, you know, I've known Tim for a long time. We started work on the same day of the same season back in 84. So, you know, Tim's stood the test of time and been a tremendous asset to rugby league in Australia in particular. It's good to see that he's having an influence here. I'm sure he'll be, you know, if he's of a mind to, and if their coach is of a mind to, he'll have a considerable difference on the way they can play and perform at a high level over this 7-week competition.
Do you see any similarities in coaching the Salford? Well, I know obviously he's not in a coaching role, but in coaching Salford and coaching an international side, in that it's a list of names, it's not necessarily a team. Do you see any similarities there?
You're probably right about that. And so Tim's widely experienced in terms of rep and the number of clubs of different types that he's coached at. But I've had a fair bit of experience myself, so, you know, I don't feel disadvantaged in that regard. But I think, as I said earlier, I think Tim's influence could be enormous for the code here. If, you know, it's seemingly a very big job, but to calm everything down at Salford and to ensure that its longer-term growth is maintained, I think, you know, you wouldn't find many or anyone better than Tim to get that job done.
And Matty Ashurst will be coming up against his former club for the first time. What do you expect in those kind of games? Are you expecting shots from your former friends swinging out, maybe a bit of facial?
I don't know. Sometimes guys, they do really lift. I'm not sure whether that's anything to do. Maybe sometimes it's to do with sort of having a sixth sense of what your opponents are likely to be doing. Matty's he's an intelligent sort of player. He thinks quite a bit about his game, but he's a pretty quiet sort of natured guy. I don't think he'll be rattled by it. I've seen some others who try too hard, or, you know, maybe get too nervous about the whole thing. I haven't noticed anything about him, but now that you mention it, I'll keep a bit of an eye on him.
Have you ever had any super fans in the past, Brian? Because, I mean, if you keep Wakefield up, you could be expecting some portraits of you tattooed on there.
I wouldn't do that if I was. It wouldn't take up very big space anyway. I'm only a little fella. But it's the passion's here, that's for sure, mate. Yeah, I've certainly felt from loads of people. We want to get the ones who are not quite so fanatical, you know, those that are on the periphery, and we're hopeful that they'll come and support us next weekend when we play Bradford here, because no matter what the result on the weekend, you know, it's going to be a massive home fixture, and we've only got three to go, so it's a great opportunity for us to put ourselves in front of those people on the, in a winning frame of mind and with winning performances. So hopefully they'll come and support us big time.